Hebrews 13, verses 1 to 8. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are ill-treated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honoured by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Thank you, Brenda. Let's pray before we begin. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We pray today that as we come to listen to your word, whatever changes we have faced or are facing, we will find great encouragement in what we hear today. Amen. Right, let me just share my screen with you and then we'll crack on. Okay. Can everybody see that? Is that okay? Good. Hello. So what has changed for you this year? At the start of a new academic year, we're all aware of the ways in which our lives look different to what they did 12 months ago. For some, this new academic year will bring new academic challenges, starting new courses, moving schools, leaving education. For some of us, like myself, who are teachers, having to deal with a whole new way of COVID secure teaching. Related to this, many people will find their work situation may have changed this year. The pandemic might have affected job security. You may have moved job this last year. We say welcome to Matt as he officially joins us as well. And then for others, including Matt, you might be living somewhere different to where you were 12 months ago. Other changes may have happened in relation to your family situation. For a number of us at CCH, this last year has brought some difficult challenges with the loss of a loved one. On the other hand, there's been great joys too. We've seen both Stefan and Sarah and Nathan and Susan getting married this summer. And also there's other families who are expecting significant changes in the coming months with the kind of addition of new members of their families to get ready for. And the list could go on. Health changes, spiritual changes, lots and lots of other ones to name. However, as we're going to see in today's passage, whatever our experience this last year, whatever changes and challenges we face in the coming one, we can take great comfort from the fact that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That even though the world around us may feel insecure, it might feel unpredictable, Jesus' unchanging nature can provide us with a solid rock to anchor us through all those changes that we are facing. So before we have a look at the passage, it's worth pausing briefly just to see the kind of bigger context of what it is that we're looking at. So the book of Hebrews was written to a church who were going through a bit of a wobble. And the writer of the Hebrews is aiming throughout his letter to remind them of who Jesus is. And this is really important for us to hear today, because wherever we kind of experience a faith wobble, and let's face it, we all do it at some point at different times. The unchanging Jesus that the writer to the Hebrews was referring to is the same Jesus who we've heard about from in Luke 15 over the summer, and who we're also going to see in the upcoming series in Colossians. That Jesus in the Bible is the same Jesus that we can know and relate to today. It's the same Jesus that the Hebrews were being pointed to help them hold firm when faced with uncertainty, just like for us in these strange times. So let me read from Hebrews 13, chapter 8 again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. As we'll see, this verse is a key point in this passage. And to understand it within the context of the passage and the book of Hebrews, we need to start by asking the question, who is this unchanged Jesus? Who is Jesus? Well, why is it important that we get to know who Jesus is? Well, as with any meaningful relationship, as time passes, you get to know the other person better and better. Alice and I have celebrated our 7th year wedding anniversary recently. I remember at the time of our wedding thinking, how well we knew each other. And well, 7 years in, I can confidently say that we really didn't know each other then. And we've learned a lot in 7 years. Similarly, I can imagine for those couples who've been married for much longer than us, Chip Rangany and Ronnie celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary this year. They could probably say the same thing to an even greater extent. So in the same way that our knowledge of people deepens over time as we encounter new circumstances and situations together, so we should be expecting our knowledge of Jesus to deepen as the years progress. And if we want to understand what it means for Jesus to be the same yesterday and today and forever, we therefore need to get to know Jesus himself better. It's also worth remembering, though, that whereas in human relationships, both parties will change over time, that's not the case with Jesus. William, our eldest, who many of you will know, starts school this term. And as part of his preparation for that, he had to fill in an all about me sheet so that people at school can get to know him and get to know what he likes. And here is part of it. So for those of you who already know William, there will be no surprises to see that there is a dinosaur on there and that there's carrots on there, and that Paw Patrol features as well. They're all the things that he loves at the minute. Now, fast forward 13 years. Imagine that William's starting university or starting his first job and he's meeting lots of new people. There'd be little point in his new friends looking back at this sheet to find out who William is like. He will have changed by then. Or at least I hope he no longer likes Paw Patrol to the same extent. But Jesus is different. As it states here in Hebrews, he does not change. He is the same today as when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago, and as he was with God the Father before time began. And therefore, we can have great confidence to look at what the Bible says about Jesus and to be able to know what he is like today, and therefore be able to deepen that relationship with him. Now, we could spend the rest of our time looking through the Bible and picking out our favourite things about who Jesus is, what he is like, and that would be really encouraging. But it wouldn't necessarily help us as much as to look at the context within which our passage sits. So in saying that Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday and today and forever, the writer to the Hebrews has already throughout his letter given us a wealth of information about who Jesus is. We're therefore going to spend this first part by zooming in on a few of those key themes in Hebrews to see who Jesus is. So if you've got a Bible with you, you can just flick back a couple of pages to Hebrews chapter 1. Now, Hebrews chapter 1 is one of the great passages in the New Testament about the person of Jesus. And there's a huge amount that could be picked out from this passage. But I'd like to draw your attention just to verses 2 to 4 and a couple of things there. So let me read that out. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 to 4 says, "But in these last days, he, God, has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven." So, what do we see there? Well, firstly, we see that Jesus is God. Okay, as God's Son, he is the exact representation of God's being. Going back to William again, as my son, There are ways in which he is a representation of me. He's got blue eyes. There's a familial likeness. We both, when we were small, had a tendency to line up cars in very, very, very long lines. And it's similar with other families. There is often a similar kind of characteristics of children that can identify them as being the child of their parents, and thus a representation of them. However, here we see that Jesus is the exact representation of his father. So when we look at Jesus, we don't just see Jesus, but we also see God exactly as he is. And we can therefore see that Jesus is the creator and sustainer of the universe and all that is in it. Verse 3 again. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Jesus sustains all things. If we look down to verse 10 as well in chapter 1, this is the Father speaking to Jesus. God the Father also says to Jesus, "In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the word of the world, and the heavens are the work of your hands." Again, we see that creation is the work of Jesus. So who is Jesus to start with? Well, he is God. He is the creator and he is the sustainer of life. Secondly, another thing to see about Jesus in Hebrews is his humanity. Jesus is a man. Now, that might seem like a fairly obvious, might seem like a bit of an unimportant point, but actually it's really significant. When facing difficult times, as many of us have done this year, there can be a big difference between somebody saying, "I'm sorry you're facing this," or "I'm sorry that you feel that way," and someone saying, "I know how you feel." This isn't to say stop doing that. We know from experience it's a great comfort to have somebody to sit with, to talk to grieve with, even if they've not necessarily experienced the same thing. But when somebody has been through the same thing as you, there is often that extra sense that they understand that situation a little bit more. And this is important because we're not God and God is not us. God is holy and separate from us. However, because Jesus came to earth as a man, and as we've already seen, God and Jesus perfectly reflect each other, they perfectly understand what it means for us to face the battles we face. A verse from Hebrews that helps us to see this is chapter 4, verse 15. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." Can we see, therefore, why it matters that Jesus is a man? It's precisely because he came to earth as a man that he understands the battles and the temptations and the challenges that we face in our everyday lives, and is therefore able to sympathize with what we're going through. So who is Jesus? As well as being God, he's also man. He's also human, just like we are. Thirdly, one of the things that makes Hebrews stick out from a lot of the other books in the New Testament is its emphasis on Jesus as the great high priest. And it's full of references to Jesus as the high priest. There's one particular passage that I'd like to focus on that helps explain it quite well. So chapter 6 says this. "Now there have been many of these priests, Old Testament priests, since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices every day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself." So in the Old Testament, all the time before Jesus, the role of the priest was to repeatedly offer blood sacrifices to pay for the sins of the people. And that punishment of blood was required for the sins. So in order for people to kind of gain access to God, their sins had to be paid for. And that was done via a sacrificial lamb. However, the death of a lamb could never pay for all the sins of a person. And so it had to happen again and again and again and again and again. However, when Jesus came, he came to offer a one-time sacrifice to pay for the sins of the world. As great high priest, Jesus offered the perfect sacrifice, not a lamb, but himself, to pay for the sin of the world and to open the way for us to access God. As Hebrews 9:28 says, "So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people." This is incredible, isn't it? Like, this is absolutely amazing. Not only was Jesus the great high priest, who offered the sacrifice to pay for our sins. But he himself was also the sacrifice. He was both those things. So this means that Jesus, as he sacrificed himself on the cross, once for all, it removes that requirement for any further payment. His death means that the punishment for our sins is paid for, so long as we trust in that truth. The way to God is now open to us. And now that Jesus has offered this perfect sacrifice, he's able to be there, sat with God, his work of salvation complete, continually interceding on our behalf as the great high priest to keep us in the presence of God. And because he does not change, because Jesus does not change, our standing with God will never change. So our access to God is now guaranteed and eternal because of Jesus' work. And so who is Jesus? Well, he is God. He is man. But then he is our great high priest who gives himself as the perfect sacrifice for our sins to bring us into the presence of God by his blood and keep us there for the rest of eternity. And so we should praise the Lord for that. What wonderful, wonderful news. Okay. But what does this all mean? Okay. What does this mean for us that the Jesus that we know today is this same Jesus who is the creating, sustaining, human, self-sacrificial God that he has always been? That even where our lives have changed this last year, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, there's two kind of elements that I'd like to explore. Firstly, where life has changed, Jesus hasn't. Okay, we've experienced loads of changes last year, but Jesus hasn't changed. So what? So what does that mean? So don't move on from the gospel. Has your church situation changed this year? Jesus hasn't. Okay, some of you have moved church to join us at CCH, and it's been wonderful to welcome many of you to our congregation. For everyone, though, church currently looks very physically different to what we are used to. But to all of us, are we still hearing the same gospel message that, about Jesus that brought you to faith? Right. Jesus is the same suffering, sacrificial servant who died as a ransom to take away our sins and bring us salvation. Hebrews 13, verse 8, our verse, sits within a little subsection of chapter 13 on leaders, between verses 7 and 10, in which we're warned to stick with the gospel that we heard from those who spoke Jesus to us, and that we shouldn't be carried away by any kinds of strange teaching, verse 9. The gospel that first saved us has not changed, because Jesus hasn't changed. So our focus on the gospel should not change. We just remember in these different times, these trying times, this warning from Hebrews 13, not to move on from Jesus, not and to persevere as a church in preaching the full gospel of Christ crucified. And please do remember us as leaders and those at the front and keep us accountable to that as well. This also goes, if you've recently become a Christian, Jesus hasn't changed. He will always be the same saviour that he was when you first believed. Don't go looking for something else, for some added bonuses, little extra things. Jesus Christ has sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. The work of salvation is done. Okay, there's nothing more beyond Jesus to add, all right? Praise God, okay? He has done everything for us already, okay? So where life has changed, Jesus hasn't, so don't move on from the gospel. Secondly, where life has changed, Jesus hasn't, so be encouraged to persevere. Have you encountered difficult changes this year? Many of us have, okay? Health changes, financial difficulties, persecution, grieving from some kind of loss this year. Jesus hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. As a man, Jesus fully experienced what it means to be human. And so he is able to sympathize with how you feel and the struggles that you face. So if you're in pain, if you're grieving, if you're worried about something, take comfort from the fact that Jesus knows what you're going through. He will always be there to comfort you. Remember also that Hebrews is a book written to a church who are wavering in their faith. They were on a wobble. Okay, and therefore, it's a letter full of encouragement to persevere, to keep going. And the fact that Jesus hasn't changed should help us with that. It should be a great encouragement to us to keep going and persevering. So where life has changed, Jesus hasn't. So be encouraged to persevere. Also, where life has changed, again, Jesus hasn't. So worship him. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that he hasn't changed. Hebrews 13 is bookended in chapter 12, verse 18, and chapter 13, verses 15 to 16, by commands for us to worship God acceptably and pleasingly. And this whole little section sits within that kind of context of worshiping God. So things like, are you newly married? Worship God in your marriage, as it says in the passage. Okay, keep him at the center. Keep your marriage pure, as he commands. So there's a few things where life has changed. Jesus hasn't changed. But on the other hand, where life hasn't changed, Jesus still hasn't changed. What do we mean by that? Well, firstly, Jesus hasn't changed. And where our life hasn't changed. So take heart. Jesus is there to help. For many of us, life has changed in many ways. But in one key area of all of our lives, things haven't changed. We are all still sinners in need of a saviour. It might be that there's one particular sin that we just can't seem to overcome, that just keeps coming back and causing us to stumble. Take heart. Jesus was tempted in every way, and so is able to sympathise with what you're going through. He's there to help us as we're being tempted, not to give in to that temptation. So where life hasn't changed and we're still struggling with sin, as we all do each and every day, take heart. Jesus knows what you're going through. We can turn to him. And then also, where life hasn't changed, Jesus is still the same. So come to him. He's opened the way to God. It may be a wider thing, that as we look at Jesus, we realise that we're not able to live up to the standards of a holy God. We might feel like our sin stops us from coming close to God. And for anybody who might not be a Christian, it may be that you feel like this. You can't see how anyone could ever forgive you for the sins in your life. But again, take heart and come to Jesus. He is our great high priest. And we don't need repeated sacrifice like people did before Jesus. Even though we are sinful and weak, Jesus, in his role as great high priest, brings us into the presence of God by his blood and keeps us there. The Jesus that we know today is the same Jesus who died, was raised, ascended into heaven, and is sat at the right hand of the Father, and intercedes for us in the presence of God on our behalf. For those of us who do follow Jesus, what a great reminder that is of what he's done for us. And for those of us who aren't yet friends with Jesus, again, what good news this is. Jesus has done everything possible to bring you into relationship with God. All you need to do is to come to him and to trust the sacrificial work that he's done on your behalf. And so in both of these situations, where life has changed, where life hasn't changed, in all these different ways, what an encouragement from us all that Jesus hasn't changed. And thankfully and mercifully, he is the same yesterday and today and forever. And this is something that whether life has changed or hasn't changed should give us great heart and great reason to thank and praise him. So let's do that now as I pray. Father, we thank you that Jesus has not changed, that he is the same Jesus that we see throughout the Bible. Thank you that we see that he is God and man and priest and sacrifice. And help us all, whatever situations we've been through, whatever situations we are facing, to remember that, to know that the fact that he does not change and has not changed and will not change can give us great encouragement to persevere, to come to you, to take heart and to worship. And we thank you so much for all of this. Amen.